All right, welcome to the show, everyone. This is DJ Sweet Fig, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The show is it's all about perspective. Now, if you're an avid listener, you might have noticed that there's a person missing there. Yeah, Remy's not here this week. We're all getting back from Thanksgiving break. I just happened to get a flight that was extremely early. Got in actually at around 5 a.m. We left at 5 a.m., got in around 6. It's a little rough, but that's okay. I've had my sleep, and I'm ready to go. So let's hop right back into the show.
Yeah, I built them with my own two hands. Your name in one, my name in the other. Yeah, I built them with my own two hands. They're over there, two rocking chairs. Leaves fall, rain dries, snow melts, fame dies. Four words, simply. And when the day comes, when we can't walk no more, we'll have two seats on my front porch. I'll still call you young girl, so young girl, rock with me. Yeah, I built them with my own two hands. I carved your name in water. Your name in one, my name in the other. Yeah, I built them with my own two hands. They're over there, two rocking chairs.
Rock. 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 Rock.
All right, you just heard Two Rocking Chairs by John Bellion. You know, we got to start off with a John Bellion song because I absolutely adore his music. It's so good. You know, this is the first time I've done the show in a while just alone by myself. It's a little redundant, but that's okay. I used to do it with just me, but then we brought Remy on, and I do believe that the show has gotten a lot better since then, which is always, it's always a good thing, getting our next song up for you. So, we're, for all the college students out there, and for, I don't know, I guess the parents that are listening as well, you know, we're going into the final weeks of the semester. So, what that means is, not only or for some people that means less sleep, a lot more stress, but the good thing about breaks in college, actually, as opposed to high school, is that you actually get a break. In high school, I would always get assignments and everything, and it's because you're in the same class throughout the entire school year. So you know that when you come back, you're still doing the same class that you were doing before the break. at least in college, when you're on break, you're actually on break. You have no classes in theory, unless your professors assign you stuff over the break, and that'd be a little sad. But that's okay. I fortunately am very lucky. I got a winternship, which is a Tufts program where they give you a one week intense internship at some place. You can apply to a maximum of three, and I got one of them in LA, and I am extremely excited. So I'm looking forward to going there and learning some more about, I don't know, film and media production. With that, let's get into our next song.
The hard part always seems to last forever. Sometimes I forget that we are together. Deep down in my heart, I hope you're doing alright. But from time to time, I often think of why you aren't mine. But I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. Nah, I can't say I'll be alright without you, and I can't say that I haven't tried to. But all your stuff is gonna erase all the pictures from my phone of me and you. Here's what I'll do. I'll keep your number safe, cause
distance to call me. I'm hoping that you'll see you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. I hope you think of all the times we shared. I hope you finally realize I was the only one who cared. It's crazy how this love thing seems unfair. You won't find a love like mine anywhere. But I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. So I'll keep your number, cause I hope one day I'll get the sense to hoping you're missing me the way I'm missing you. Keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, tell you that I'm finally over you.
right, you just heard Hey Ma, Look I Made It, or Hey Look Ma, I Made It, a little difference there, by Panic at the Disco, followed by Saved by Khalid, followed by Queen by Shawn Mendes. Good songs, good songs. Little update on something we were talking about maybe a week ago, week or two ago. We finally, when I went home, we got my new phone. I've been working with my screen's been cracked for a little bit. I'm okay with a cracked screen. I'm all about going all the way to it. I was that kid in class that with not mechanical pencils, just a regular pencil that you'd sharpen, I would want to get it all the way to when the tip of the pencil is essentially touching the eraser, where it kind of hurts to write, but it was kind of the goal. So I'd say that I did a similar thing with that with the last phone. And I have a history of jumping, of doing that, trying to get the most out of them, I hope. And in doing that, you know, Apple comes out with all the new phones, or the new things, and all these, you know, different aspects of what the phones can do. I went, the last time I jumped two iOSs, I jumped two of them, and that was a shock. This time, I jumped like four generations or something like that, and it's so fast, I can't even handle it. I'm so uncomfortable. I'm used to, you know, if I want to Google something, it takes about, I don't know, 2 minutes, which in reality is a crazy thing that you can just Google, that you can just look anything up in 2 minutes. But for a lot of people, they would pull it out and get up the answer, whatever they want, in like 2 seconds. And now I have that ability. And am I a better person for it? No, but I know a little more things and a little bit faster. Not a bad deal. I'm really excited about it. They have all these different features now. They got rid of the button. I know I got to deal with that little dongle thing now, which is the converter, because they got rid of the headphone jack, which I get. You know, it makes sense. If they're trying to make it slimmer and all that, you're going to have to get rid of something, and they're trying to get everyone over to the AirPods. I see everyone clicking that AirPod box, what holds them and charges them. It looks cool. I don't know. And it looks like a fidget cube is what it looks like to me, and essentially what they're used for. But yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense that we're moving towards everything being like Bluetooth and wireless connections and all that. I always have trouble with the Bluetooth speakers and everything. I always have to forget the device and then add it back every single time I want to connect to it. I don't know why, but it's a little bit of a nuisance, but that's okay. Technology. Anyway, we got many more songs for you, actually. No, if you're just tuning in, no Remy this week, which means no song from him. It's a little disappointing. I will not be gracing the airwaves with my voice or a song, because, or by my singing voice, I mean, because that might make a few of you turn off the radio and click away. So let's stray away from that, and we'll have an excellent show. Sound like a plan?
Taste the poison from your lips. Lately, we're as good as gone. Oh, our love is drunk and it's singing me my favorite song. Told you I'm moving on to bigger and better things. Cause you never know how good you got it till it's gone. Thought I could find somebody new who could take your place. The list goes on and on and on. There was Nick and Nicole, Tiffany and Heather, but there's only room for you in my world. But you say that I changed like the East Coast weather. How the hell did I get caught up messing with these LA girls? I miss my baby.
the scene that it was perfect how it was. Listen, I don't want this to be the way you remember me, 'cause I know I was wrong.
Yeah. highest. She said, it's a city on fire.
You just heard LA Girls by Charlie Puth, followed by She Sets the City on Fire by Gavin DeGraw, followed by Ocean featuring Khalid by Martin Garrix. Good songs. Gavin DeGraw, actually, I don't know what's happened to him. He's I thought that he was killing it back in the day, but then I think he stopped releasing some music. I haven't seen anything new by him in a little bit. My family has always been a fan of his. Someone told me that they thought he was country, and I personally disagree. But hey, opinions are opinions. People can have them. Another person, speaking of, I guess, Gavin DeGraw on the way out, maybe. A person on the way up, Billie Eilish. I've listened to a little bit of her music. Nothing has really stood out to me, but everyone's really been playing her music a lot. I'll keep an eye out on the songs that she's released, and if I find one that I really am a fan of, I'll make sure we get it on the show. So normally we're here in the time slot where Remy would be playing his song. Unfortunately, he's not here because we are coming back from Thanksgiving break. So I thought I would grace you all with little A little story time with Uncle Dylan. Basically, luckily, I went home this weekend, and my watch had broken about, I don't know, a month ago. My watch is... I am not the guy that cares about watches at all. I wear, as my friends call it, a purple plastic watch, which, you know, is perfectly fine. I like it to light up. I just want a time-telling device. That's all I'm looking for. I want the quickest amount of time that I can look down and see what time it is. If that tells you, I think that tells you that it's digital. Everyone claims that, yeah, you can read the analog clock at the same speed. Yeah, I agree with that. But here's my problem with that too. Is I'm that kid that says it's 5:23. It's not 5:25. It's not 5:20. It's 5:23. I'm very, very specific about these things. I want to know the seconds. That's how much I want to know it. So I'm all about the digital watches. So to annoy my friends, I told them I would always get a sun. I would want to get a sundial so that when they asked me what time it was, I would have to run outside and ask them and check the sun to see what time it was. Apparently, my dad was listening one day, and he got me a moon dial for my birthday last year from the MoMA, which is something you... It's not what you'd expect. It's not like a sundial where you have to go out and use the light of the moon to tell the time. It just... I'll try to find a picture of it and maybe link it somewhere so people can find it. You can Google moon dial. Maybe it'll come up. But it's turned out actually to be a very popular thing. Unfortunately, it's by the MoMA. It's not like an actual watch company or anything that makes it. So it's kind of two pieces of plastic that just kind of have a funky look to it. I love it, but that means it's not the most durable. So me wearing it 24/7 definitely was not very useful. It's all right. It's back, and I'm going to be wearing that definitely over the next... until it breaks again. Well... with that, that's all you got for my little story time. So here's our next song.
Cold, 'cause she has been here before. She doesn't cry anymore. No looking back. No, she doesn't go to the bar. Too many lovers she's got. They want her back. She loves control. She wants it her way. And there's no way she'll ever stay unless she give it up. She loves control. She wants it her way. And all it takes is just one taste. She wanna give it up. Bold. You know she lives for the thrill. You know she lasts for the kill. So they won't come back. No, 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 no.
hate you, 'cause I still love you, and it's weighing on my chest. We keep our bodies tied together to ignore what's coming next. I was driving you home in the middle of the night, but I couldn't bring myself to say goodbye. I was driving you home in the middle of the night, and there's no good way, yeah, there's no good way. I'm chasing fire when I'm running after you.
to know you, baby. Like to get under your sexy body. I would like to get to know you, baby. Like to get under your sexy body. Hit the body. I would like to get to know you, baby. Like to get under your sexy body. I would like to get to know you, baby. Like to get under your sexy body. Come take me on the night. Na 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 na. Don't wanna go there. Na 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 na. Come take me on the night. Na 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 na. Don't wanna go there.
All right, you just heard She Loves Control by Camila Cabello, followed by Chasing Fire by Lauv, followed by I Would Like by Zara Larsson. I was looking at Zara Larsson's numbers and streaming numbers on Spotify the other day, and they are significantly higher than I thought they would be. I think she's good. Don't get me wrong. I think she's great. I think her music is very good. That's why I played it. But she's rocking at like 245 million streams on songs that I've never heard of before. She must be popular in Europe. That's my guess. I think she's like Norwegian or Swedish, something like that. So she must have a lot of popularity over there. Or it's actually kind of ironic that, you know, we do a radio show here, but it's hard to listen to the radio actually while you're at school, especially if you don't have a car. So I don't have a car on campus, so I'm not listening to the radio as much. It's really pick and choose the music that I listen to. Maybe she's been played over and over 1,000 times, and I just don't realize, or millions of times, and I'm just unaware. Yeah, I'm just in shock. But we'll do some more research into that. There's a lot of Spanish songs actually that always get very popular, and there's less Spanish speaking countries around the world. So when someone releases them, there's always Spanish music is always very, very popular worldwide and gets significantly more hits than you would think if you lived in the U.S. With that, we're down to our last kind of 12 minutes of the hour. So we got a few more songs for you, and we're gonna enjoy them all. I've got one that I'm particularly excited to play. I'd say it's a little bit not experimental, but maybe not the song that you would expect me to play as the last song of the show. So stay tuned.
Look just like Texas shooting sand, and I got neighbors that more like strangers. We could be friends. I just need a way out of my head. I'll do anything for a way out of my head. In my own way, this feel like living. Some alternate reality. And I was drowning, but now I'm swimming. Anything for a
I done my best here? Or will I be here next year? Or are these my best years yet? Was looking forward to being important, but I'm not important yet. Can we skip to the good part? If there's a good part, then I hope it's not far, 'cause I thought it'd be today. I napped on campus and I smoked at dances, but it didn't feel so great. So can we skip to the good part? Things take time, mom and dad, they have a good life, but what am I gonna do with mine? These things take time, mom and dad, they have a good life, but what the hell am I gonna do with mine?
All right, you just heard Come Back to Earth by Mac Miller, followed by What She Wants by Arizona, followed by The Good Part by AJR. We played a decent amount of them last semester. We haven't played them at all, really, this semester, I think for that reason. But I love that song. I love the sound of the piano and the violin coming in on a drop with kind of more classical music or classical-sounding instruments. It's pretty cool. We're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. So with that, I always forget, and Remy always reminds me, and he loves reading them, but I guess that's my job today. Pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the roads and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember the drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. Signals, a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. All right, I've been DJ Sweet Fig. The show has been It's All About Perspective. Thank you for listening in. It's been a fun show. It's been cool to kind of get back to it. I love having Remy on, but it is cool, you know. It's a little occasion to do it alone once. We got a little bit of a foreign song, actually, to close us out. It's a French song. For those of you that don't know, I speak a little French. Something cool about, you know, not knowing what they're saying, actually. So I'm not going to translate the entire song, but the main lyric in the chorus is "Pourquoi tu gâches ta vie," which means "Why are you wasting your life?" It's not a depressing song. It's actually a happy song. It's saying, "Why are you wasting your life? Dance," as an imperative command. So enjoy the song. I love it. It's a fun and hoppy.
Hey! Elle me dit, écris une chanson contente, pas une chanson déprimante, une chanson que tout le monde aime. Elle me dit, tu deviendras milliardaire, t'auras de quoi être fier, ne finis pas comme ton père.